that childish need to escape has to be given up to have any real spiritual maturity. And that's the simple, plain reason why I'm against suicide under all circumstances. I can easily imagine being in such pain that suicide feels and seems like the right option. Just physical pain. Many people are. I can imagine all kinds of circumstances quite easily that suicide is a better option than continuing to endure those circumstances. It's not hard for me to not only imagine it, but to actually quite easily conjure it up, feel it. Nevertheless, I'm 100% opposed to suicide because I've come to the final point in reverence for life.
Well, it has nothing to do with suicide then, does it? It means any death.
Well, but I'm explaining why my position on suicide is extreme. Without exceptions. Because it can sound harsh, it can sound unrealistic. So I'm simply trying to give the reason why that's my position. So it's intelligible to you at least. You don't have to agree with it, but at least I can do my best to let you understand it.
So in the example of someone who might be bedridden and under extreme pain and no hope of recuperating ever, you would also not agree with just stop beating that person so they can leave that body and stop that place that can never improve?
So, let me address that. So, I was quite shocked when I found myself at the end point of reverence for life. I wasn't trying to get there. Reverence for life was not a particular interest of mine, shall we say. It wasn't my thinking, it wasn't my philosophical bent, it wasn't my quest. I had other spiritual interests, other philosophical concerns. Reverence for life wasn't on the list. It's on many people's lists, it just wasn't on mine. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I got to the end point of reverence for life. The end point means it's absolute, it's total, it's involuntary. It's so basic and simple that all questions are answered. All questions are pre-answered. I found the clues in little things, that going to great lengths to save a bug that had gone down the drain. Finding myself in the middle of the night, carefully trying to deal with a spider that was biting my arm and get it out of the apartment without harming it. Finding myself devastated for days, weeping uncontrollably when I accidentally harmed a creature while trying to save it. I wasn't expecting this behavior, these feelings. This wasn't typical for me.